Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
We were created in the image of God, and God is love. If we just love in sort of a human sense, we can do acts of kindness and we can do these loving gestures and such. But there's a lot of people around who are very difficult to love, especially the people you live with. And you need that supernatural love. But it's really the love of God in us that we flow out to others. Even if we weren't loved as children or we struggle with feeling loved, when we know we have God's love in us and we are assured of His love for us, then it's out of that that we flow love towards others.
From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. Homeward is a part of APU, but Homeward is also a part of your family because of your prayers and faithful financial support. We consider you part of the family here as you listen to the program each day, whether you're listening on terrestrial radio, if you're listening to us online at homeward.com through our audio stream, or if you're podcasting along with us. We are able to make these broadcasts available to you without any cost to you, simply because of the fact that there are folks like you who pray for us and support us financially. And if you can consider a gift right now, especially here as we come up on the end of our fiscal year, we would love to hear from you and truly appreciate it. You can give a gift online through our secure website at homeward.com or write to P.O. Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. Now part one of Dr. Jim Burns' conversation with Catherine Hart Weber, learning to thrive in everyday life, right here on Homeward. Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Very happy you are with us today. Catherine Hart Weber is with us, Learning to Thrive in Everyday Life. She's written a great new book called Flourish, Discover the Daily Joy of Abundant and Vibrant Living. A licensed marriage and family therapist who writes and speaks on great topics, marriage, parenting, sexuality, personal wellness, co-author of books like Stressed or Depressed, A Practical and Inspirational Guide for Parents of Hurting Teens, and many others, makes her home in Southern California. Great to have you with us.
Thank you. So good to be with you.
I just love your accent.
Oh,
I've actually said
you.
This before, but the South
thank
African
you.
Accent is just such a wonderful accent. Do people stop you and ask you where you're
it.
From?
They do. And people who are well-traveled can usually guess. I've been here since the mid-70s.
Yeah.
So it's light. But yes, that's where the accent is from.
Well, it's great to have
thank
you with
you.
Us. And we're going to talk about flourishing. As I read your book, I realized that there was a moment in your life where you kind of had an aha moment when you discovered that actually you were languishing rather than flourishing. I want you to talk about that.
Yes. The concept of flourishing is becoming such a important topic for us to understand, human flourishing, because the concern is that a high percentage of people are not flourishing, they're languishing. And a lot of times we don't really recognize that we're languishing. We just know something's not right. We maybe go through a season in life where we are not quite fully, you know, the best of who we can be. And I went through a season like that, actually, a couple seasons in my adolescence as an immigrant coming to the country. Through my teen years, I wasn't quite getting that whole identity formation and things right because I was an immigrant and trying to, you know, deal with that. And then I went through a season, another season in my life when I just woke up one day and I saw a picture of myself and I looked at it and I thought, wow, that doesn't reflect who I know I am and who I want to be. And I realized, and God showed me, that I really needed to take a look at some things in my life that were keeping me from living the fullest that I knew I could. They were keeping me back from growing and from functioning in my gifts and being happy and having peace in my life. And so that was the beginning of a journey for me that has been many years. But God has really shown me some wonderful things about what He desires for us in terms of flourishing in life.
Well, what does flourishing look like?
Well, flourishing looks like growing. I mean, if you look at what does flourish mean, Human flourishing is the ability to be able to keep growing and to keep becoming the fullness of who God created you to be, regardless of what circumstances you're going through. And I think a lot of times we feel like when this and this, you know, I get through that, then, you know, I'll live the life I want to live. But right now I'm living the life I don't want to live. So I'm just going to kind of stagnate. I'm going to stop growing. I'm going to just kind of go through life day by day, just kind of, you know, getting through. And that is not flourishing. That is wilting, and it's languishing, and it's being stagnant. And that is not what we were created for. God has created all of life. You look at how nature is. Nature is just naturally progressing towards flourishing. And that is how we are created. But we don't tend to align our lives and allow our lives to move in that direction.
Well, Catherine, you had this experience you call the journey of the lavender jacket, you know, this photo that you talked about. And some people would see the photo, or they would look in their mirror, they're even hearing us talk, and they say, you know what, I am not flourishing. I'm wilting. But they can't move on. They can't be intentional about the authenticity of moving toward growth. You were able to do that. What makes it possible for you to do that? And some people, why do they just stay wilted?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's a saying that says pain is the greatest motivator. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when we are in enough pain, we either reach a point where we say, enough. This is my turning point. This is my turnaround. This is where I draw the line, or this is where I'm going to have my aha moment. Or otherwise, we just propel down to despair. And we say, you know what? Never going to change. I've tried everything before. It's not going to work. And so I am just going to sit down and have a pity party. And
well, there's a lot of people who do that.
Yes. And we all reach a point where maybe we get so frustrated, we don't know what to do. And we feel that we are stuck. And we feel that, you know, this is just our lot in life. And I think this is where this book Flourish is really a way to guide people in the journey of maybe coming up against something and thinking, you know, so how do I have peace and joy again in my life? And that's why the subtitle says how to discover daily joy of abundant, vibrant living, because there is a call to find daily renewal and daily joy regardless of what your circumstances are.
It's interesting you mentioned the word circumstances, because I wrote a phrase that said your circumstance may not change, but your attitude can change. Mm-hmm. And that's how you flourish, because certain people have a circumstance and it's going to take them down, and other people it doesn't take them down, and yet it's a tough circumstance. You know, what is that inside them, mm-hmm. again, that, you know, that helps them thrive in the midst of this?
And I think that is where, in order to flourish, there's one key piece in this, and it's intentionality.
Yeah.
Right. Is that although we are hardwired for love, and I talk in the book Flourish about how our brains are really, we hardwired. Right. For connection, we hardwired for love. We are hardwired to flourish. But so much of life and the mundane and the circumstances of life and the stresses of life erodes away at that natural ability. And in order for us to flourish, we're going to have to be intentional about aligning our lives and embracing the emotions of the spirit. The intention of choosing to put your mind in a direction of gratitude rather than things that would deplete you. So the key here is really reaching a point where you make that decision that you are going to choose to align your life with what is going to help you flourish, as opposed to what is naturally going to just propel you towards languishing.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. I underlined something that you put in your book. You put, simply put, we often start to flourish once we believe that we can do that. So there's a time when we have to believe and then be intentional about it. You know, there seems to be plenty of scientific
research today backing up the claim that loving relationships can change your life. And a lot of people would say they are without loving relationships, but you have a couple of dear friends who recently saw this principle play out in their own home, and I want you to tell the story of Cecilia and Jeff and their daughter, Jessica.
Mm. This is one of the stories that inspires me over and over again, and you know, I think there are times in our lives when we hear and we see the power of God's love work. They adopted this beautiful Jessica when she was young, and she was actually Cecilia's sister's daughter. She was a drug baby, and she went through many years of some struggles in her brain, you know, chemistry obviously from having been on drugs, and they just felt so committed to embracing this young girl, and they took her to neurologists and specialists, and they put her in a program, and they did so much. They got the church community to pray for her, and they just loved her, and every night they would pray for her, and they just poured love into this little girl's life. And today she's in college, and she is doing so well. She's been completely healed from all the lesions that she had in her brain. But at one point, they went to the doctor. They had been working for many years. And he said, you know, I've just got to tell you that I have never seen a case like this just heal and change so dramatically. And I've been thinking about, what is it in your case that's so different? And he said, I have watched you with this little girl. And I need to tell you that I'm convinced that it's the love that you have shown this little girl and the hope that you've given her that I believe has worked the healing in her life.
And it's interesting because in a book on flourishing, there's also languishing and wilting. And a lot of our listeners would say, no, I'm wilting right now. Our family's wilting. But one of the things you're saying is that love makes the difference.
Oh, it does.
And we have to persevere sometimes with love too, because sometimes it's not instant.
That's right.
When we come back, I want to talk about busyness and how busyness sometimes doesn't help us flourish. And we can't just add things or we're going to, you know, keep on wilting away. Great, great input today. Catherine Hart Weber is with us, Learning to Thrive in Everyday Life. Wonderful book. It's called Flourish, Discover the Daily Joy of Abundant and Vibrant Living. And yes, it is possible no matter what you're going through.
It certainly is. And that's why God placed us where he did and for such a time as this. Today here on the Homeward Broadcast, you're listening to part one of Dr. Jim Burns' conversation with Catherine Hart Weber on this topic of learning to thrive in everyday life here at the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family, actually recording on campus today at Azusa Pacific University. So glad that you tuned in. Remember that Homeward has resources for you to help you thrive in everyday life. If you're looking for resources to help you thrive in your marriage or in your parenting situation, if you've got older adults in your world, maybe you're part of that sandwich generation and you're taking care of mom and dad at the same time you're taking care of your sons and daughters, Homeward's here for you. And if you go to homeward.com, hit the articles and media section of our online resource center, you'll find thousands of tip sheets, video clips, and more there. You can also subscribe to our free daily online devotional. It's a Bible verse and a nugget of encouragement from God's Word, courtesy of Dr. Jim Burns and the staff at Homeward. Tens of thousands of these go out every day. We can add your name to the list too. All you have to do to get the process started is go to homeward.com.
I'm Jim Burns with today's Homeward Snapshot.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Oh, my gosh.
What's the matter, Heather?
I can't believe you just did that.
Did what?
You kissed Dad in public?
And that would be bad because...
Because we're at the mall and one of my friends might have seen you?
So?
So, it's embarrassing.
Oh, I don't know. It's not so bad.
Daddy!
When you love your spouse with an obvious commitment, well, your children feel more secure. My wife Kathy and I have noticed that when we hug or we hold hands, our girls like it. They know mom and dad have a weekly date night because we love each other very much and we want to spend time together. I can't emphasize enough the connection between secure children and loving marriages. So go ahead, hold hands, steal a kiss from your spouse, even in public every now and then. For a free copy of my tip sheet called Why Dating Your Spouse is Good for the Whole Family, go to homeward.com. I'm Jim Burns. Welcome back. I'm Jim Burns. great conversation today. Catherine Hart Weber is with us, learning to thrive in everyday life. Her book is called Flourish, Discover the Daily Joy of Abundant and Vibrant Living. Catherine Hart Weber has her doctorate. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist who writes on great topics like marriage and parenting and sexuality and actually issues of depression. I just passed out her book, Stressed or Depressed, A Practical and Inspirational Guide for Parents of Hurting Teens. I just passed this out the other day. She makes her home here in Southern California. It's great to be here in the studios at Azusa Pacific. Catherine, right before the break, we were talking about the fact that we choose to be intentional if we're going to flourish in our life, no matter what the circumstances. But I thought it was interesting. One of the things you said in your book was you said it's not about adding more activities to stress you out or make you feel guilty, but about finding the rhythm that best fits your day, a way of doing life with Jesus. And I thought to myself, boy, there's a lot of people listening to the Homeward broadcast who are just trying to get through Friday. I mean, they're busier than all get out. Life is chaotic. And yet you're saying, no, find a rhythm. How do you go about doing that so that you can flourish?
Yes, and this is one of, the greatest challenges that we face in modern living is to realize that a big part of what causes us to languish and wilt are the things we think are going to make us happier or make us more fulfilled, like being involved in more activities or having lots of friends on Facebook and checking your Facebook all the time and being busy with things. And really, the way we were designed and created was for a lot more white space, a lot more real intimate connection, and a lot more of the ability to listen to each other, to listen to the voice of God, and to have a rhythm in life that is really a lot more balanced. And we've seen through science, and I think it's new information for everybody. Stress will deplete you physically, emotionally, spiritually. It is one of the great plagues of our time. And busyness has been said to be the greatest tool of the enemy.
Right,
of
the
our
devil
souls.
Can't make you bad, he'll make you busy.
He'll make you busy. And I think that when you look at some of the new research on languishing and human flourishing, one of the primary things that the research is focusing on are new practices, what we'd call spiritual practices or now mental health practices of slowing and unplugging, of simplicity, of solitude. They are practices that get us to keep our heart rate down, keep the emotional brain down, keep us centered, keep us in healthy relationship connection. And if we aren't able to create a rhythm in our life that gives us that, we are depleting ourselves physically with stress hormones and emotional and mental challenges that keep us from flourishing.
No, that makes so much sense. And I remember your father, actually, Archibald Hart, who wrote a book years ago called Adrenaline and Stress.
Right.
And it was a key book for me because I thought, you know, in my own life, I was more or less addicted to the adrenaline that stress was causing. And yet if I didn't do something about it and begin to develop some rest and rhythm, then, you know, I wasn't going to be able to make it. And I think there's a lot of parents today who have kids who are so busy doing important things that, you know, these parents don't have a relationship as couples.
Right.
They don't have a relationship with really with their kids. They're overcommitted. They're underconnected. I just read recently that the average young person this generation has 12 less free hours than the last generation. Well, that's a horrible thing when you're saying that. You know, as parents, I think we have to be proactive and intentional about cutting back.
Yeah, and Jim, modeling this.
Yeah.
Because I share the passion with you about families and about parenting, because I think that in some of the research in projection about human flourishing, is that this next generation is at such high risk for unhappiness, for stress, depression, anxiety, of course, but really for languishing. And with the digital age coming up, we are at a huge turning point in terms of the ability to have mental and emotional and relationship health.
Right.
And I think that it starts with the grown-ups being able to learn how to do that and model that. in a healthy way. And so I'm passionate about God's desire for us in human flourishing to be able to live out the kind of life that He has called us to and He's created us for physiologically and neurologically. And we are going to have to be intentional in our lifestyle, in the rhythm of our lives, and in terms of how we make choices every day to allow this system to function correctly.
Right. Boy, that makes so much sense. For us to flourish, you say that the most important human need in order to flourish is to be loved. If we don't have love, we cannot thrive or flourish. And you talk about that in a great chapter of your book called Embracing God's Love. Some people are saying, you know what, I don't feel love. I'm very lonely. Mm-hmm. How do they find this love that you're talking about so that they can flourish?
Mm-hmm. Well, in the book Flourish, I start out by looking at the love system, because we were created in the image of God, and God is love. And we have to start with taking a look at how God loves us and how we can embrace that love, and we can be aware of God's love for us and in us, because it's out of that that we are able to love others. Because if we just love in sort of a human sense, we can do acts of kindness and we can do these loving gestures and such. But there's a certain point you reach where it's, because there's a lot of people around who are very difficult to love, especially the people you live with.
Sure.
And you need that supernatural love. But it's really the love of God in us that we flow out to others. So the first part of the love and relationship system is to embrace God's love for us. And even if we weren't loved as children, or we struggle with feeling loved, when we know we have God's love in us, and we are assured of His love for us, then it's out of that that we flow love towards others.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. You got to come back, because we got to keep talking about this.
Oh, I thank you so much. I'd love to.
Okay. The book is called Flourish, Discover the Daily Joy of Abundant and Vibrant Living. Catherine Hart Weber, our guest today. Roger?
Well, this is a great conversation for us to have. And I know, Jim, when we first looked at the book called Flourish, the first thing you think of is you see the flowers and say, oh, it's a great book for women. But I know you and I have been taking pretty copious notes during the first part of this conversation, and looking forward to hearing part two on the next edition of the Homeward Broadcast. By the way, if you'd like the full-length audio CD of the both part one and part two, just drop us a line. Write to Homeward, Post Office Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California, Where the Swallows Go, the zip code 92693. Include a gift of any amount, and your gift of $25, $50, $100 or more goes a long way toward helping to sustain this ministry through the rather lean summer months. And so we appreciate hearing from you. Send that tax-deductible donation today. We will thank you for that gift by sending you a copy of the CD of today's program. Speaking of money, Jim, the S word, stewardship, is one that we as parents don't always take too seriously with our kids. We just kind of hand them money and say, here, figure out how to use it. But we've got some brand new tip sheets to talk about that help parents in this area. Very important ones.
Well, you're right, Roger, and I'm very excited about them. I know a lot of families have really been impacted by the challenges in this particular economy.
Yeah.
And you know what? I believe that these changes can lead to a lot of what I would call teachable moments for our kids, for our grandkids, and even for our own lives regarding stewardship and just how important it is. Stewardship is more than just an issue of how you spend your money. It involves how you invest your time, how you care for the most important relationships in your life as well. And that starts with our relationship with God.
Amen.
But it's so key to so many things about our life. And Homeward has created a brand new set of tip sheets. I'm very excited about it. The tip sheets are about money and stewardship, and they're based on a series of well-known Bible stories that should be fairly easy for your kids to understand. But they also include some very practical tips for your whole family. You can start looking at these issues like giving and saving and even investing from more of an eternal perspective. Great new tip sheets.
They are indeed, Jim. And our thanks again to our friends at Steadfast Companies. They're a leading real estate investment trust company, but they also have a heart for ministry and godly stewardship. And so they helped partner with us to create these tip sheets so that we as parents can start being more intentional. You know, we talk to our kids about sex and sexuality. The whole sexual purity conversation is pretty much a given that Christian parents need to have with their kids. We talk about drugs and alcohol and the internet. Well, we need to be talking about stewardship with our kids as well, because money is important, and these tip sheets are so helpful. Now, here's how you get a hold of them. Just go to homeward.com if you're not there already. If you are, just make sure you go to the articles and media icon, and once you're there, in the search function, just write in Steadfast, S-T-E-A-D, FAST, and up come the tip sheets. And you can read them, you can print them out, you can download them, send them on your way. But you'll want to take advantage of these tip sheets when you go to homeward.com, articles and media, keyword steadfast. And now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.